What is my perfect body? My ideal body, including inspiration, assimilation, and elimination. But what is my perfect body? We oftentimes wonder what our perfect body is. Is our perfect body a body that carries us around and handles us as it's our house for our spirit, our mind, our soul? Our perfect body is a wonderful body, but it's a body that we have created every moment of our life by every moment that we think. As we have our inspiration, we are drawing in the breath of life. We are drawing in the breath of all breathing. It's not necessary, but it is part of the game. We draw in this inspiration and we say it is pure air. We say it is glorious. We say it is wonderful. We say it is beautiful. No matter where we are, no matter what the circumstances are, the air is always beautiful and pure and wonderful. That's because we are beautiful, pure, and wonderful. We have the opportunity to be pure and beautiful and wonderful all the time when we recognize that whatever our inspiration is, whatever our taking in is of the air around us or whatever it is in our atmosphere, that is pure and beautiful and good. Now, if we do not think that that's pure and beautiful and good, we are doing ourselves a disservice. We are doing ourselves a very great disservice because this is what we name and claim for ourselves. We name and claim that we breathe the finest air. We breathe the most beautiful air. We breathe the most glorious air. And yet, the air is virtually unimportant to us. For our life continues with or without a body. Our life continues with or without breathing, with or without assimilating food, and without eliminating the waste. Our life continues because our life is immortal, eternal. It is ideal. It is our spirit. It is our soul. It is our immortal being. And this immortal being is what we should have our attention on. This immortal being is where our attention is best placed at all times. Because in this immortal being, we are one as the allness in the allness. We are one as the infinite. We are one as the divine. And being one as the divine, we accomplish all the things that we want to accomplish. We accomplish all of the good things that we want to bring forth in our life. We accomplish all of the things that make us feel happy. Now, what makes us feel happy? Truly, what makes us feel happy is to get up in the morning and look at the sun and say, "Good morning, sun. Good morning, world. Good morning, all. It is wonderful to see you. It is wonderful to be with you. It is wonderful to share in this fantastic world that I have created by my thought." Yes, indeed. I created this beautiful air by my thought. I created air not so beautiful by my thought. I created all these things because all is divine and all is magic and all is wonderful. It all depends on what I want out of these things, what I want from my life, what I want out of the experiences that I am living. What do I want? What do I really want from my life? What do I really want? Is my breath the most beautiful breath I could ever imagine? Is my breath most compelling, most delightful, most wonderful? Well, let's believe it. Let's believe it and let's know it. Let's realize that our breath is absolutely fantastic. Our breath is most amazing, most wonderful, most enjoyable of anything that we could ever do. Think about that. What is your breath? What is your inspiration? Your inspiration is that which connects the infinite allness with you, the beingness that you're expressing here. Yeah. Our body breathes in the air. We're breathing in the one mind. We're breathing in the universal consciousness, which is all about us and always with us. But we're not always conscious that we're breathing it in. We're not always conscious that it is one with us and as us. But it is one with us and as us. It is that glorious, wonderful being that we are. Are you ready to experience that wonderful, glorious being that you are? Are you ready? Are you ready to know it? Are you ready to delight in it? Are you ready to think it's the most wonderful thing in the world? Well, it is. It is, and it always will be. But think of it more beautifully even than that. Think of it from the point of view that when you breathe, you are breathing the breath of life. When you breathe, you are breathing the ideal. When you breathe, you are breathing God. That is our true assimilation. For now, we begin to assimilate and digest and absorb matter to create energy in our body. And as we assimilate and absorb this matter, we create it as useful energy for us. We don't need it because our body has more energy than we could ever even begin to think of with food. Our body has more energy than we could ever even believe exists because it is so fantastic. Every cell of our body has the infinite power of an atom to carry on the things that would handle all of the lighting system of a great city for an entire year or more. This is just an assumption that scientists have made. It's an assumption that scientists have made. But what do? We assimilate the food from what we take in from the outside, and we think, well, if we eat animals, that's okay. If we eat plants, that's okay. If we eat anything, that's okay. But really, if we eat anything, what we are doing, you say, well, that's what we're designed for. That's how we're created. That's what our mouth is for and our digestive system is for. No. No, those all came later. Those came because we wanted to experience the ebb and flow of life. Because we wanted to experience how it is to be living. We wanted to experience how it is to be sensitive to what life is all about. And so we think that that's what life is all about. That's what we think it's all about. Now, is it really? Is our life about the digestion and absorption of matter? We don't need the matter. Our body is absolute energy right now. But we have trained ourselves to think that we need matter. We have trained ourselves to think that we need to have food in our body to give us the energy, to give us the matter that is necessary to live. And we know that's not true. But as long as we want to play that game, let's bless that food. Let's bless that matter. Now, is the matter of an animal any more or less wonderful than the matter of a fish or of plant matter? Where is the essence at its supreme point of being? Where is the essence where we think it is so important and so wonderful? Well, as you can see, nothing really is important or wonderful. It just is. We don't need the food for energy, but we're playing the game. So we built a body. Yes, we have built a body. We have built a body from our thought. And in that body, we have built it enjoying eating. We have built it enjoying drinking. We have built it enjoying the physical things of life. And so, we eat and we drink, and we have these physical things. We assimilate from our environment things that are there, and really, those things have an existence of their own. And they really don't need to have a continued existence in us, but we think they do. And so as we think they do, we give them this attitude. We give them this point of view. We give them this attitude, and we give them this attitude that says, hey, you need me. Hey, you need me. Hey, I have to be expressing in you. I have to be expressing in you. What am I going to do? Well, So we built a body. We built a body with lungs for our breathing. We built a body with stomach for our assimilation of foods that we take in, all of which are unnecessary. And we built the ability to eliminate the waste products, removing the waste from the body. After we have taken the life principle out of the energy, out of the food that we eat, then we discard the empty husks. And as we discard the empty husk, we think that we have the inspiration, we have the assimilation, and we have the elimination. And we say all these things are good and very good and important and very important. And are they? Well, it's up to us. Do we want to be dependent on them always? Well, for the moment, we feel dependent on them. For the moment, we feel they're important in our life. For the moment, we feel that the inspiration, assimilation, and elimination is a natural experience for our bodies. And as we feel this, and as we partake of it, we will partake of it. We will have it be what we think is necessary in our body. But the more aware we are of our spiritual self, the more we eliminate the need for all these things. We eliminate the need for breathing, for drinking, for eating. We eliminate the need for all of these things because they're really not necessary. Our body has more energy in it than you could ever put in a lifetime with food. And yet, we feel it's so important. Who taught us that? Who shared with us that eating and drinking and breathing are important? Who taught us that? The experiences of life. We have thought these things, and we have thought how wonderful that is and how powerful it is. And so we believe that it had to be done. And now we have a chance to return to our original purity and integrity, where we are all, and we need nothing in the outer. We are all, and no food or air or water or any of these substances, any of these things, will be beneficial to us. But for the moment, we feel they're beneficial. So for the moment, we bless them, and we recognize them as being divine, as all things are divine. We recognize them as being fulfilling, as all things are fulfilling. And we live in that awareness. And when we arrive in the awareness, and we will, where we no longer need those things, then we will live on in the spiritual quality of our absolute beingness, our reality, now and forevermore. It's up to us the moment we choose to do that. It's up to us if we choose to do that. It's up to us when we choose to do that, what will be happening to us. But our divine self will be revealed more and more and more. And truly how wonderful that is. How very wonderful that is. How very wonderful that is.